Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Getting back to this USA Today story, Rob, they ran the list of the highest paid coaches. Again, Saban number one, $9.3 million. Ed Orgeron, who just led LSU to the national championship, although they're struggling right now, he's second. And then Clemson's Dabo Sweeney, third. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh is fourth. $8 million a year and some change. And all here's the thing, Rob. Everyone in the top eight has won a national, either won a national championship or... I believe they've won a national championship.
All eight?
They've either won a national title or at least played in the college playoff, right, in the college football playoff, the top four.
Which Michigan and Jim Harbaugh haven't even played in that.
He's the only one in the top eight who hasn't won a title or even played in the playoff. And now there was a story in Yahoo, interesting, because Harbaugh is the only coach in the Power Five who has less than 2 years remaining on his contract. It expires after next season. Usually you don't let a guy go that long. And so now there are rumblings of, could this mean Michigan would move on from Harbaugh if nothing changes in these next two seasons? I don't think it's hard to see Michigan firing Harbaugh. Obviously he played there. He hasn't lived up to expectations. He hasn't lived up to that contract. But he has made them relevant, more relevant than they have been in several years. They have finished ranked in the top 25 in four of his five seasons there. So what I could see happening, Rob, and this could potentially lead to his departure, is look, if he's making $8 million a year and by next, like after this season, we still have not been to at least the playoff, then I think a pay cut is in order. If I'm Michigan, I go to him and say, look, we're going to bring you down to $6 million or whatever. You know, now he might not like that, which I can imagine he wouldn't, and he might want to move on. But to keep paying him $8 million, you know, Rob, I've been a defender of Harbaugh because, again, he's made him relevant. He's made him, gotten him ranked. But for that type of money, you expect more. And so I could see that type of thing happening, but I don't see them firing him.
I think at some point Michigan will have to decide what it is they really are looking for, because I don't believe that they paid Jim Harbaugh national championship coach money for them not to even be in the playoff. I mean, right. Chris, you could talk about not winning a championship, but to not even play for it is just indefensible. You just can't. He's been there long enough. He's had enough of, you know, like, so his recruits, you can't say.
They constantly send people to the NFL. There's right. No question.
So you so can't say that players. They don't have yep. talent.
Right.
He's a guy who had some success in the NFL. You know, he's a big-name coach. He's a quarterback who played in the NFL. You know, you can go wave that around. I don't think most college coaches can go sit in somebody's living room and talk about getting you to the next level. I played at the next level. Those are all things that kids want to hear. And yet, when you look at how they've been embarrassed by Ohio State, even like the losses to Michigan State and Notre Dame, it's just even against the rivals.
To your point, Rob, he's 0-5 against Ohio State, 2-12 against top 10 opponents, and 4 straight bowl losses.
This is what I'm saying, Chris. So those are numbers that aren't good enough. Like, if I told you that those were the numbers for Brady Hoke, would he still be the coach, Chris?
Oh, no.
He would be fired.
Right.
He would be fired. And that's the point. At some point, Michigan has to stop with the, he's one of ours, he's a Michigan man, we can't put him out, you know, and all that stuff. When you wouldn't hold anybody, you wouldn't let Rich Rodriguez have these numbers, Chris. Brady Hoke, who they used to call Brady Joke when he was the coach. And Jim Harbaugh, for some reason, gets a free pass.
Well,
and I know that they were bad, but he came here to elevate them, not to just win 9 games and not make the college bowl, the playoff. That's not what he came. 5 years?
Well, and here's, you're right. Look, I the numbers I read, 2-12 against top 10 teams, 0-5 against the rival.
You don't have to beat them every year, Chris, but you got to win.
You got to beat them every blue moon, you know, every a little bit.
Do you remember the year? You remember the year they went? They had a big game late in the year. Was that 2 or 3 years ago? And they got their butts kicked. Do you remember that?
I was at the game last year, and it was a laugh.
Embarrassing.
After midway through the second quarter. But here I will say this, Rob, and this was my point. They had not been ranked. And they have been ranked in the top 15 one time in the 8 years before Harbaugh got there. In his 5 years there, they've been ranked in the top 15 3 times. Now, again, it's not Ohio State. It's not Alabama. It's not LSU, Clemson. We get that. But you're very relevant. You're still, you know, Michigan's obviously been historically a great program, even with their lack of national championships, and that's where they are. My problem is this, is the money he's getting paid. Is the money he's getting. I could keep him at $6 million. Even that is, you know, high for a guy that hadn't gotten me to the playoff yet. And the thing is this, Rob, if they broach that with him, I can't see him taking that less amount of money. But you haven't done it. You haven't done what you've been called there to do. And for them to say, we want to keep you, we love you, you're Michigan through and through, but we can't pay you $8 million a year for this. I don't think that's out of line. Obviously, I don't think he'd accept that. But I think he should if he wanted to stay. You know, they grew up in Ann Arbor, right? He's Michigan blue blood through and through. If you really love the program, cannot you admit? I have not. I've done all right. I've done $6 million worth of job. $5 million. I haven't done $8 million.
Nope. Ego won't allow it. Ego won't allow for Jim Harbaugh to take less. And Michigan knows that he'll go like, I could go back to the NFL. I went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. You know what I mean?
And they fell right off the map when he left.
Right. And make that, even though they did wind up going back to the Super Bowl last year. So he can make that case that he can leave, and that's his leverage. But at some point, Michigan has to do better. And if they get their butts kicked again by Ohio State or whatever, I don't know what their schedule is because obviously it's a shorter schedule. So I don't know who's on their schedule, Chris. Right. I don't know if they're playing Michigan State.
They're not expected to be that good.
And not right.
I think that preseason
to be good
16,
but not great.
Which is, right? Good, but he does need to beat some of these highly ranked teams, and especially Ohio State. But it might have to be the fan base that just goes wild to get them to fire Harbaugh, Rob, because it would be tough to see them do that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
what's interesting in the Tampa Bay-Houston series is Jose Altuve. And this is a guy, Rob, that's a great defender at second base, right? I mean, people know him for his hitting. Obviously, he's a terrific hitter, except for this past regular season. But he is also a great fielder, a gold glove winner. What do you have? Like, I think this year he had like 194 putouts at second without a throwing error, which led the league.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's got what they call in baseball the yips.
And if you don't know what that is, it's basically you get like, it's like a weird little thing where you can't deliver the ball. It's a short distance. It's not like throwing it, Chris, all the way across the diamond.
Right.
It happens to second basemen a lot, more so than any other position I've ever seen. But you can't make the simple throw from second base, no matter what.
He made two throwing errors in game two. All right, and they were costly.
And the one in game three opened up a spark to five-run inning for Tampa Bay.
He had a double play ball at second, threw it to second base. Correa, it was a bad throw. Correa couldn't took the it. Blame, said, I should have handled
nah,
it,
but it was a all bad throw. Baseball, right.
And like you said, that led to runs, and now they're down in that series, three games to nothing?
Right, 3-0.
This is so strange. I was around the Yankees. I don't remember if you were or not, when Chuck Knobloch had the yips.
Right. Chuck Knobloch and Steve Sachs had it for the Dodgers.
And Sachs got over it.
Right.
And Knobloch was a great player.
And then all of a sudden, he couldn't make the throw, right?
Yep. Ruined his career.
Yep.
And what do you think? I don't know. Have you ever talked to any players about what it is? Here's how bad it is, all right? Brandon McCarthy, the pitcher, who had it late in his career. He went to the Dodgers, and he had it before going to the Dodgers. And then he kind of got over it and was able to, you know, pitch for the Dodgers in the World Series a few years ago. This is how bad the yips is to Brandon McCarthy. He wants, you know, like everybody in baseball, he doesn't like that the Astros, you know, seem to be having this success after cheating the win in 2017. Again, he played against them in that World Series. And here's what a quote he said about what's going on with Altuve. Because, Rob, as you know, a lot of people in baseball, a lot of fans, really, are relishing this. And they're saying it's karma or the baseball gods, right?
That's the big term. It's like the baseball gods have spoken and they're punishing the guy who was a big part of this whole cheating scandal.
Who had the radio in his jersey that was beeping when it was a fastball coming.
What pitch was coming, right.
But here's what McCarthy said. This is how bad it is, according to him. In this scenario, because he called the yips suffocating. All right, and he said he doesn't wish cancer on anyone. Anybody who's wronged him, he would never wish. Here's the quote. I don't wish cancer on people who wrong me in some form or fashion. This is baseball cancer. He said, I feel terrible for Altuve. That feeling is just suffocating. Now, fans questioned him on Twitter. How could you, you know, take up for a guy or feel bad for a guy who did what he did, maybe cost you a World Series. He said, in this scenario, I absolutely do feel bad for him. 0-for-20 with 10 Ks and a sweep, I wouldn't care. But this is a whole nother thing, and I refuse to find joy in it.
Because he experienced it, and I think, Chris, that's why he's sympathetic to it. People look at it and laugh at it and go, why? He can't throw the ball to second base, you know what I mean, or first base. And it seems like the easy play, he's a great player. You mentioned it. Defensively, he's been a great player. And for this to happen at this scenario and circumstance, Chris, where they were trying to kind of cleanse their name, had they been able to win and get to the World Series, right, then you would say, We didn't just need cheating to win. Look.
Yep.
We didn't cheat this year and we got back to the World Series. It could have been a cleanser.
It would have been.
It ain't gonna be a cleanser now, right?
Oh my gosh! I mean, and Altuve, and you talked about it. He already had a bad regular season. What he hit, right. Like 219 or something like that.
He struggled big time. He wasn't even close to the player that we've seen. You know what I mean? This guy was an MVP. He beat out Judge that year, Chris, to be MVP.
And he's hit two homers in this series. You know, he's been okay at the plate, but this is big. And I got to be honest, too. And, you know, I'm one that felt that and still feels. Obviously, it's not going to happen. But I feel like they should have vacated that title. And I'm not one, you know, I'm not one for asterisks. And I'm certainly not one to say vacate a title lightly. But I just think that that was a way of punishing the players without, you know, you had given them immunity. So individually, they're not going to have some type of punishment.
Right. There was
but
nothing
you could just say,
do,
look,
right.
You're not. Yeah, you're not the champ. We're taking the championship from the Astros. And those guys would not be known as champions. And I think that would be a way of punishing the franchise and the individual players. But I'm with McCarthy. I don't find joy in this, you know, that Altuve is going through this. I hope he can get over. I actually hope he doesn't really have the yips, Rob. You know, because it might have just been you made two bad, you know, three bad throws, which sounds, I mean, that's a lot for a great second baseman.
It looks like
a
yips, though.
Yeah, it does. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
Chris, that's an easy play. That's an easy play.
Yeah, and you mentioned why does it hit second baseman? I don't know that you see shortstops. Can you remember a shortstop?
Now, there have been other people having issues like
the toughest throw in the infield. You remember a shortstop having it?
I don't remember a shortstop at third baseman.
Well, the pitcher John Lester had it.
Right, he couldn't throw the
second
base.
John Lester had it where he couldn't throw the second base. So whenever a man was on second, he just let him steal because he wouldn't throw out of his stretch to second base to keep him honest, right?
And the guy knew he wouldn't pick him off so he could take a big lead, right, because they knew he couldn't throw. And there was a catcher the Mets had named Mackie Sasser. And Mackie Sasser, Chris, had an issue as well. And he had to catch the ball – tap his catcher's mitt with the ball before he could throw it. Again, that's not great when you're trying to throw people out.
Right. You might as well not even throw it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. There's been talk of golfers, you know, with their putter having the yips. But it's going to be interesting to see the way this plays out. Because again,
I'll say this.
I never covered. Go ahead.
No,
I never covered baseball as a beat, a full beat. But I was a backup on baseball, the Cleveland Indians. And also, at times, I would cover the Yankees for like a week. Yankees and the Mets for like a week when I was at the New York Times. And I happened to be around them when Knobloch was going, you know, in the locker room when he was going through his yips. And I thought, of course, this guy's going to recover. He never did. He never did.
Nope.
And it ruined his career. And, I'm one that hopes that doesn't happen to Altuve.
But I'll say this. For people who are relishing in it and what they got, I'm not going to be mad at them. If they think this is the punishment handed down by the baseball gods, then maybe Altuve should have come clean, Chris, and just said, hey, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have been involved in it. You know, we got carried away. We thought we got an event. Whatever it is, if you're
so you
a
think
baseball
he'd come
fan,
out and this would force him to come out and admit what happened.
Oh, I can't do it now. But I'm saying, like if people want to relish in it and say they never got the boos that they were going to get all over baseball America this year, right? Because no fans, and if they were, they didn't really get the brunt of it. And this is the brunt. This is the baseball god saying, yep, your best player, your guy was an MVP, helped lead you. You remember that home run he hit off of Aroldis Chapman off the Yankees in the bottom in the ninth inning, right, to win send them to the World Series? You remember that?
Yep.
All that.
Yep.
Now we're going to make it so he can't throw the ball in the infield. How's that to come down and be struck down by the baseball god. So if you want to roll around in it, relish in it, you know what? I'm not mad at you.
Nah, look, people, they cheated, right? And he has something. I don't know what that was in his jersey, Rob, but he has something in his jersey. There's no ifs. Right. Don't you agree? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
We don't know what it was, but it wasn't good. So we already know that because it didn't make sense. Why would you have a wire underneath your baseball jersey? And you were you just hit a walk-off home run.
Right.
And you
concerned about
don't rip my jersey?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, your column was called LeBron's Ugly Truth. He cheated us in the game. I'm going to let you explain before I detonate.
But basically, it's not a cheating like the Patriots or the Astros. That's not what I'm talking about. It's that LeBron, after couldn't even really enjoy his championship. He's so bitter, so busy talking about needing respect, and he wants his damn respect. And I looked at that and I said, that's because deep down LeBron knows that this isn't just talking heads on television, Skip Bayless, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, whoever else, Max Kellerman, Stephen A. That's not what this is. You've got NBA greats, guys who have played at a high level. You got current players who might not say it publicly, Chris, but, you know.
You see what Maurice Spates tweeted? Did you see that?
No, what was that?
Man, it was harsh. You know, he started out, look, I'm not trying to go at LeBron. He's a great player. But he tweeted, we used to celebrate three-peats. And wow. He had a picture of Kobe and Jordan, you know, after they won their three-peats. And then he said, I don't know exact, but now we claiming a dude's the GOAT for winning 4 in 10 tries. Right. Like that, he tweeted that.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was harsh.
And my thing was just that I think LeBron, like, didn't believe in himself. And he cheated us from the whole picture, the whole movie. Part of the NBA experience, and to me, Chris, as covering this league since 1987, was the progression that happened. You know, before Isaiah and the Pistons couldn't get past Boston, they finally broke through, won some championships. You know, it was like a process. There's a road that you go through. We saw it with Michael Jordan, you know, couldn't get past the Pistons. I was there at the Palace with Scottie Pippen and the ice pack on his head and the migraine headache, you know, when they lost game seven and they couldn't get past Detroit. And then finally they broke through and then Michael started winning. And LeBron didn't want to go through that process. He just wanted to, you know, take the shortcut off the interstate. He wanted to stack the deck in his favor. And I still believe to this day the reason that he doesn't get, despite all of the great things he's done, stat-wise and all the accomplishments, he doesn't give full credit is that people don't feel good about that, Chris. And it's hard to embrace when they feel like somebody has taken the shortcut, that they didn't go all the way around the park, they went across the park. And they set themselves up. And this is not about he can't move, he's a free agent. LeBron didn't invent free agency or moving. If it wasn't for the Orlando Magic telling Tim Duncan that his wife couldn't fly on a team plane, Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, and Tim Duncan were going to wind up on the Orlando Magic.
Interesting you brought that up, Rob. Like, let's say hypothetically that had happened. And you know, Grant didn't get hurt. And those three went on to win championships.
Well,
would you hold that against them?
I think it would have been different because of where the mindset was. I don't believe that those guys were, like, in cahoots. They were all free agents. Orlando had cap space. It didn't come across the same way as if I can't win in these other places, and I'm going there. It was just a different feed from what I remember, Chris, and that's why I look at it differently. But my point is, I think that's why LeBron yearns for respect. And I've always, you know, respect is earned, and you don't ask for it. You know, people just look at your resume, and he has a great resume. He shouldn't have to ask any people for them to endorse him or to justify him or tell him that he's great. That should happen just from the work you put in. That's what the column was about.
It was a good column. I think there are several things, and you know I've said this, that I did feel when LeBron left Cleveland that he had sold himself short. I felt, Rob, I'm trying to think of my mindset back then. Because I was doing a lot on LeBron at that time. I did like 5 or 6 cover stories on him for ESPN, the magazine, spent a lot of time with him.
Plum job and you only wrote 4 times a year.
That's about it for a magazine like that. It was great. But I think I felt like LeBron was going to pass Jordan. I felt like he was good enough to pass Jordan. And I felt like he did kind of sell himself short because I thought he could have led Cleveland to championships by himself. But maybe LeBron knew because mentally he wasn't ready because we saw his first year in Dallas and, you know, in Miami. In Dallas, he wasn't ready yet, you know. And then obviously he learned and he did some soul searching and he, you know, learned in that organization in Miami and became a different person and player. and obviously ended up winning many after that. But the other thing is, look, Larry Bird went to the Celtics. They had Robert Parrish. They had Kevin McHale, who wasn't great at that point but became great. They had Tiny Archibald even. You know, he was with Bird for his first championship, Hall of Fame point guard. And then Magic went to the team that had Kareem. At that time, had Jamal Wilkes, Norm Nixon, who were great players. Ended up getting James Worthy, Byron Scott. You know, like, they were able to inherit great players right away. And LeBron wasn't. And I know for a fact, having talked to LeBron, he wasn't planning on leaving Cleveland. He felt like, I'm going to win championships, really, no matter who's with me. Early in his career, he was that confident.
Right, you talk to people, right?
Yeah.
Right, you talk to him,
I mean. He didn't recruit Michael Redd when Redd was a free, which would have been a huge boon for Cleveland. He didn't really recruit Ray Allen when Ray was a free agent and, you know, guys like that. Larry Hughes just went there. I mean, LeBron just made a video, generic video for all the free agents to look for. But had he and then he kept falling short. And he saw the Celtics got three stars. Kobe's got Pau Gasol. You know, these guys got a second guy, at least, if not a third. And he was recruiting. He was trying to get Chris Bosh to come to Cleveland. And Bosh was like, man, I can go to Miami and play with D-Wade. And so he didn't see any way out. And remember, Rob, LeBron also, like Kevin Durant, but even to a higher degree, was under incredible pressure to win a championship by that time. Remember? And I'm not excusing. I'm just saying, all players aren't under that pressure. But LeBron, because of how great he was, it was like, you got to win a ring, dude. You got to win a ring. And you got to win several rings. And I think that that's part of all that led him to go to Miami and play with those guys. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I do think, to your point, that is a part of why most people feel Jordan's the GOAT, because he did go through that process. And LeBron, why don't poo-poo it? He did move around. And whereas his front office couldn't bring him the great teammates, he said, I'm going to do it myself. Magic had greats. Bird had greats. You know, all these other guys, Duncan had greats. I'm going to go get my greats since the front office can't bring them to me.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.